Okay.
Yep, thank you.
Item five, to agree the schedule of meetings for the ensuing year. Personally, I think we're a little bit premature on this because we don't understand.
The objection is a Friday. Does it have to be a Friday morning? No?
It doesn't have to be a Friday morning. Friday mornings were slots that were put in the calendar, but it depends on what is most suitable for the board members.
Nope. Well, we really will have to go with 11th and 7th because it's already on the forward plan, isn't it? On the forward calendar, isn't it, in the diary?
Both of these have been booked and both of them are in the diary, but that doesn't mean that we can't look at moving them. I can talk to Paul and Julie about moving them if there is a better timing for you.
So it'd be rather perhaps unnecessary changes.
Perhaps at this stage.
And let the year finish off and then think about it again, Trent.
Well, what I'm going to suggest is that we need to have our meeting schedules driven by our determined workload. And to do that, we need to put some flesh on the
rather than the
schedule of things that we have to get done. And we talked about the triennial evaluation as being an example of where we need to be ahead of the curve, I think is the expression. So if we can leave these as they are at the moment, but then fairly quickly start putting the start putting the bones on what we're going to start doing, what are our priority areas that we have to address first, and then the meetings need to be changed to fit that, then so be it. But no point in cancelling these.
If we've got them booked into the calendar, if there is no need for us to meet, then we can always cancel the meeting.
Yeah.
If that is the way forward. What I've put up on the screen there, and I apologise, I will circulate this separately, is our, Paul, you'll be familiar with this from Audit Committee,
yes.
Is a first attempt that Jen and I put together for the last committee meeting of a work plan for the Pension Fund Committee.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So you can see that we've got annual reviews of custodian contracts, administration issues that we'll be updating, changes to employers, funding progress on the triennial evaluation, investment performance reviews, asset allocation reviews, various other bits and pieces that the fund will be looking at over the next 12 months or so.
So is that fairly firm?
I think these are the minimum things that the committee will be looking at. So if I circulate this,
that would be a jolly good starting point.
If I circulate this round after the meeting, I'm gradually coming up with a massive list of stuff that I need to circulate round to you. Then I will, obviously that will start to inform some of the decisions, and then perhaps Paul, as chair, you and I could get together and work through what you think our key issues are, and then obviously other members contribute as and when they see.
We're really happy to work for them remotely.
Absolutely.
It is the 21st century.
In terms of documentation to circulate, just so that I'm clear in my head and I remember to send everything, if I send a copy of the work plan, does everybody want a copy of the work plan, or should I just send it to Paul initially?
It's going to be a good flavour.
Yeah. Okay.
What we're assisting with.
Work plan. There's the Governance Code of Practice, the Pensions Regulator Code of Practice. Would you like that in hard copy or electronically? Okay.
Copy of that and also the presentation today.
Yes, yeah. Hard copy or electronically for the presentation?
Can I have hard copy?
Yeah. Councillor Whitley Smith, hard copy?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So two hard copies of the presentation and the code of practice. There is also something that's just been issued fairly recently by CIPFA, which is a technical knowledge and skills framework for local pension board members, which I can send links or hard copies.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And also the other thing was I would also send the electronic link to the pensions regulator site, which has a public service toolkit. It has lots of information around understanding your role, scheme management, etc. But there's a link here which you need to register for, but it takes you through, just bear with me, I'll log in. Yeah. Try that again, sorry. More haste, less speed. Which everybody
it's
can
call funny again.
What's gone here? Stupid computer. It's good to know that modern technology works, isn't it? iow.gov.uk and then this takes you through to an e-learning portal, so it's got an e-learning module, so you can go in and it's got short brief bits of documentation that says this is what conflicts of interest is, this is the questions that it will ask you, give you a bit of background, and then there's like a pop quiz at the end where you can assess what you've learnt. And if you get more than 6 right out of 7, then you pass.
You might move on to the next.
Or you can do it as many times as you like. But it's actually quite useful to just give you little bite-sized pieces of information that you can pop into as and when. So if I send you the link to that as well.
You don't get up to different levels.
I know, it's not like you I've done...
We circulate email down to each other, showing
off. I got 7 out of 7 on this one. No, so, yeah, so I'll circulate you the link to that one as well. And then we'll work that through from there.
Okay. Right, so we'll park the meeting schedule for the time being. Members' questions?